1 Maccabees, chapter 10. Now in the 160th year, Alexander, the son of Antiochus, surnamed Epiphanes, came up and took Ptolemy, and they received him, and he reigned there. And King Demetrius heard of it, and gathered together an exceedingly great army, and went forth against him to fight. And Demetrius sent a letter to Jonathan with peaceful words, to magnify him. For he said, Let's first make peace with him, before he makes peace with Alexander against us. For he will remember all the evils that we have done against him, and against his brother, and against his nation. And he gave him authority to gather together an army, and to make arms, and that he should be his confederate. And the hostages who were in the castle, he commanded to be delivered to him. And Jonathan came to Jerusalem, and read the letters in the hearing of all the people, and of those who were in the castle. And they were struck with great fear, because they heard that the king had given him authority to gather together an army. And the hostages were delivered to Jonathan, and he restored them to their parents. And Jonathan dwelt in Jerusalem, and began to build, and to repair the city. And he ordered workmen to build the walls, and Mount Zion round about with square stones for fortification, and so they did. And the strangers who were in the strongholds, which Bacchides had built, fled away. And every man left his place, and departed into his own country. Only in Bethsora there remained some of them, who had forsaken the law, and the commandments of God, for this was a place of refuge for them. And King Alexander heard of the promises that Demetrius had made Jonathan, and they told him of the battles, and the worthy acts that he and his brothers had done, and the labors that they had endured. And he said, Shall we find such another man? Now therefore we will make him our friend and our confederate. So he wrote a letter, and sent it to him according to these words, saying, King Alexander to his brother Jonathan, greetings. We have heard of you, that you are a man of great power, and fit to be our friend. Now therefore we make you this day high priest of your nation, and that you be called the king's friend, and he sent him a purple robe, and a crown of gold, and that you be of one mind with us in our affairs, and keep friendship with us. Then Jonathan put on the holy vestment in the seventh month, in the year 160, at the feast day of the tabernacles, and he gathered together an army, and made a great number of arms. And Demetrius heard these words, and was exceedingly sorry, and said, What is this that we have done, that Alexander has prevented us to gain the friendship of the Jews to strengthen himself? I also will write to them words of request, and offer dignities, and gifts, that they may be with me to aid me. And he wrote to them in these words, King Demetrius to the nation of the Jews, greetings. Whereas you have kept covenant with us, and have continued in our friendship, and have not joined with our enemies, we have heard of it, and are glad. And now continue still to keep fidelity toward us, and we will reward you with good things, for what you have done in our behalf. And we will remit to you many charges, and will give you gifts. And now I free you, and all the Jews from tributes, and I release you from the customs of salt, and I give back the crowns, and the thirds of the seed. And the half of the fruit of trees, which is my share, I leave to you from this day forward, so that it will not be taken of the land of Judah, and of the three cities that are added thereto out of Samaria and Galilee, from this day forth and forever. And let Jerusalem be holy and free, with the borders of it, and let the tents, and tributes be for itself. I give back also the power of the castle that is in Jerusalem, and I give it to the high priest, to place in it such men as he will choose to keep it. And every soul of the Jews who has been carried captive from the land of Judah in all my kingdom, I set at liberty freely, that all be discharged from tributes even of their cattle. And I will that all the feasts, and the Sabbaths, and the new moons, and the days appointed, and 3 days before the solemn day, and 3 days after the solemn day, be all days of immunity and freedom, for all the Jews who are in my kingdom. And no man will have power to do anything against them, or to trouble any of them, in any cause. And let there be enrolled in the king's army to the number of 30,000 of the Jews, and allowance will be made them as is due to all the king's forces, and certain of them will be appointed to be in the fortresses of the great king. And some of them will be set over the affairs of the kingdom, who are of trust, and let the governors be taken from among themselves, and let them walk in their own laws, as the king has commanded in the land of Judah. And the three cities that are added to Judea, out of the country of Samaria, let them be accounted with Judea, that they may be under one, and obey no other authority but that of the high priest. Ptolemy, and the confines of it, I give as a free gift to the holy places, that are in Jerusalem, for the necessary charges of the holy things. And I give every year 15,000 sickles of silver out of the king's accounts, of what belongs to me. and all that is above, which those who were over the affairs the years before, had not paid, from this time they will give it to the works of the house. Moreover, the 5,000 sickles of silver which they received from the account of the holy places, every year, will also belong to the priests who execute the ministry. And whoever will flee into the temple that is in Jerusalem, and in all the borders of it, being indebted to the king for any matter, let them be set at liberty, and all that they have in my kingdom, let them have it free. For the building also, or repairing the works of the holy places, the charges will be given out of the king's revenues. For the building also of the walls of Jerusalem, and the fortifying of it round about, the charges will be given out of the king's account, as also for the building of the walls in Judea. Now when Jonathan and the people heard these words, they gave no credit to them nor received them, because they remembered the great evil that he had done in Israel, for he had afflicted them exceedingly. And their inclinations were toward Alexander, because he had been the chief promoter of peace in their regard, and him they always helped. And King Alexander gathered together a great army, and moved his camp near to Demetrius. And the two kings joined battle, and the army of Demetrius fled away, and Alexander pursued after him, and pressed them close. And the battle was hard fought until the sun went down, and Demetrius was slain that day. And Alexander sent ambassadors to Ptolemy king of Egypt, with words to this effect, saying, "Forasmuch as I have returned into my kingdom, and have sat on the throne of my fathers, and have gotten the dominion, and have overthrown Demetrius, and possessed our country, and have joined battle with him, and both he and his army have been destroyed by us, and we are placed on the throne of his kingdom. Now therefore let us make friendship one with another, and give me now your daughter as wife, and I will be your son-in-law, and I will give both you and her gifts worthy of you." And King Ptolemy answered, saying, "Happy is the day in which you returned to the land of your fathers, and sat on the throne of their kingdom. And now I will do to you as you have written, but meet me at Ptolemy, that we may see one another, and I will give her to you as you have said." So Ptolemy went out of Egypt, with Cleopatra his daughter, and he came to Ptolemy in the 162nd year. And King Alexander met him, and he gave him his daughter Cleopatra, and he celebrated her marriage at Ptolemy, with great glory, after the manner of kings. And King Alexander wrote to Jonathan, that he should come and meet him. And he went honorably to Ptolemy, and he met there the two kings, and he gave them much silver, and gold, and presents, and he found favor in their sight. And some pestilent men of Israel, men of a wicked life, assembled themselves against him to accuse him, and the king gave no heed to them. And he commanded that Jonathan's garments should be taken off, and that he should be clothed with purple, and they did so. And the king had him sit with him. And he said to his princes, "Go out with him into the midst of the city, and make proclamation, that no man complain against him of any matter, and that no man trouble him for any manner of cause." So when his accusers saw his glory proclaimed, and him clothed with purple, they all fled away. And the king magnified him, and enrolled him among his chief friends, and made him governor and partaker of his dominion. And Jonathan returned into Jerusalem with peace and joy. In the year 165 Demetrius the son of Demetrius came from Crete into the land of his fathers. And King Alexander heard of it, and was much troubled, and returned to Antioch. And King Demetrius made Apollonius his general, who was governor of Celesyria, and he gathered together a great army, and came to Jamnia. And he sent to Jonathan the high priest, saying, "You alone stand against us, and I am laughed at, and reproached, because you show your power against us in the mountains. Now therefore if you trust in your forces, come down to us into the plain, and there let us try one another, for with me is the strength of war. Ask, and learn who I am, and the rest who help me, who also say that your foot can't stand before our face, for your fathers have twice been put to flight in their own land. And now how will you be able to abide the horsemen, and so great an army in the plain, where there is no stone, nor rock, nor place to flee to?" Now when Jonathan heard the words of Apollonius, he was moved in his mind, and he chose 10,000 men, and went out of Jerusalem, and Simon his brother met him to help him. And they pitched their tents near Joppa, but they shut him out of the city, because a garrison of Apollonius was in Joppa, and he laid siege to it. And those who were in the city being frightened, opened the gates to him, so Jonathan took Joppa. And Apollonius heard of it, and he took 3,000 horsemen, and a great army. And he went to Azotus as one who was making a journey, and immediately he went forth into the plain, because he had a great number of horsemen, and he trusted in them. And Jonathan followed after him to Azotus, and they joined battle. And Apollonius left privately in the camp 1,000 horsemen behind them. And Jonathan knew that there was an ambush behind him, and they surrounded his army, and cast darts at the people from morning until evening. But the people stood still, as Jonathan had commanded them, and so their horses were fatigued. Then Simon drew forth his army, and attacked the legion, for the horsemen were wearied, and they were discomfited by him, and fled. And those who were scattered about the plain, fled into Azotus, and went into Bethdagon their idol's temple, there to save themselves. But Jonathan set fire to Azotus, and the cities that were round about it, and took the spoils of them, and the temple of Dagon, and all those who had fled into it, he burned with fire. So those who were slain by the sword, with those who were burned, were almost 8,000 men. And Jonathan removed his army from there, and camped against Ascalon, and they went out of the city to meet him with great honor. And Jonathan returned into Jerusalem with his people, having many spoils. And it came to pass, when Alexander the king heard these words, that he honored Jonathan yet more. And he sent him a buckle of gold, as the custom is, to be given to such as are of the royal family. And he gave him Ekron and all the borders of it in possession.